Well, programs to preserve and conserve both farmland and environmentally significant open spaces can be found throughout Michigan, and for that matter, across the country. Well, why are they important? Do they work? Well, here to enlighten us is Stacy Byers, the program director of the Ingham County Farmland and Open Spaces Preservation Board. Stacy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kirk. Thanks for having me.
Before we begin, Stacy, and in the spirit of full disclosure, I'm not only a passionate advocate for preservation, but I'm a second-term member of your board.
And we love having you.
When people hear the word preservation, we hear it in the context of historical preservation. But when we talk about farmland and open spaces preservation, what are we talking about?
Well, I think that's a good question because that really is the question that encompasses the whole program. And I think in order to answer that, we almost need to take a historical look at preservation as a whole in this country and then how it started in the state. In the early 90s, late 80s, we started seeing the rise of these subdivisions coming in where we were seeing vast acreages being gobbled up by housing. And where cornfields and soybeans were grown, we were now seeing houses being grown and little cities popping up in areas that were not close to infrastructure or any kind of development, so to speak. And I think people really started to sit back and take notice that there was a problem. There was a growing problem not only from an aesthetic standpoint, but also from an economic standpoint. And for Michigan, and particularly in Ingham County, we had a group of individuals that came together and said, this is an issue that we need to look further into because we were seeing a lot of negative outcomes from this suburban sprawl, so to speak. And so with that, we ended up doing a couple farmland preservation tours out east. These issues of growth and sprawl have been issues that the East and West Coasts have had to address for many years, far before we ever did. And there was a lot for us to learn and glean from their experiences out east. So we ended up taking about 10 bus tours. I went on 10, so I spent about 45 days on a bus learning about these programs. And what we came back to Michigan with was we really needed to roll up our sleeves because if we didn't get this sprawl under control, we were going to be in for some real challenges publicly and for agriculture. So when we, again, asked ourselves, what is farmland preservation and open space preservation? It's really two pieces to a larger puzzle. And that larger puzzle is proper land use planning and smart growth. And the two go hand in hand. So we came back and we developed the county program. There are many programs across the state that were developed because of these tours and some of the experiences that they had. And farmland preservation now is a way that we can help work and cooperate with local units of government and to really try and combat sprawl.
For those who may not know, in terms of the technicality of preservation, it's really a matter of buying. People are familiar with easements, but it's a matter of buying easements like the Ingham County Farmland and Preservation Board and then keeping those easements into perpetuity.
Yes, that's exactly correct. The term itself, the program itself, is called the Purchase of Development Rights Program. And that's actually a good way to think of it. When you think of private property rights, every property has a bundle of rights associated with it. And certain rights can be severed and sold from that property. For example, mineral rights. Those can be leased or sold in a deed form. And your right to develop is just another stick in that bundle of rights. And so when we talk about purchasing development rights, that's inherently what we're doing. We are purchasing the right to develop on the farm. The mechanism for enforcing that purchase is the conservation easement. And so the easement is what we use to put restrictions on that property that preclude development into perpetuity, into the future.
My guest is Stacy Byers. We're talking farmland and open spaces preservation. She's the program director for the Ingham County Farmland and Open Spaces Preservation Board. A couple of quick examples of preservation programs beyond Ingham County.
Yeah, Michigan actually has flown under the radar in some cases, because we really are a thriving state in terms of farmland preservation. Most notably, I think the Peninsula Township program up in Grand Traverse County, they obviously started seeing the impact of development in a very small area early in the 90s. And their climate was so unique because of the agricultural commodity up there, the tart cherries, that could not be grown in any other area and was very prolific in Peninsula Township, that the voters went to the township and knocked on their door and said, we need to do something about this, because if we don't, this entire township is going to be covered with homes. And they did exactly that, and they rolled up their sleeves and they passed a millage to protect their farmland. And to date, I think they have close to 6,000 acres that they've protected. They have about 9,200 that they have slated for preservation in their agricultural area. Peninsula Township was actually very smart in how they structured their program, because they utilized the installment purchase agreement program, which is where you can purchase land over time. So it allowed them to secure those easements up front and then pay for them over time. And there's tax benefits for the landowners. But because of Peninsula Township, Acme Township also passed a millage. And they are working to protect their farmland up in Acme Township. Kent County in Grand Rapids was also one of the first programs to get on the books in Michigan. They've been able to run a successful program based on philanthropic donations and foundations, coupled with some of the federal money that has been channeling into Michigan. So they've protected close to 5,000 acres just with getting foundation and philanthropic communities involved. Ottawa County, for example, they started their program soon after Kent County did. This last year in 2016, they were able to preserve their first farm using, again, some foundations and the federal program. And then I think probably the largest, certainly in terms of a geographic area, is the Washtenaw County or the Ann Arbor Greenbelt program. And they have been an exciting program to watch simply because of their struggle with the real estate and development community. That first campaign that they ran for their millage received national recognition because of its failure, so to speak. And in hindsight, that was probably one of the best things that could have happened to them, because they were able to come back and really give some great strategies in campaigning for farmland preservation, and they won. And so Ann Arbor actually has Washtenaw County has a program, and then they have the Ann Arbor Greenbelt program. Washtenaw County's millage, they have about 0.25 mills that they use to fund farmland and open space, and they also do fee simple purchase. So they do conservation easements, plus they also purchase fee simple properties, and that 0.25 mills goes for that. But the Ann Arbor Greenbelt program initially started with the city of Ann Arbor and five surrounding townships. It has now grown to eight surrounding townships, and they been able to raise 0.5 mils and protected a significant amount of acreage over there. So, which brings us to Ingham County. So Ingham County is the first countywide farmland preservation millage. We were the first county in the state of Michigan to successfully pass a farmland preservation millage, which I think is something that I'm probably the most proud of, that we were able to educate our voters enough that they were willing to pay for farmland and open space preservation in the county. So, you know, above that, funding obviously continues to be our biggest challenge in the state. And there are probably between 20 and 25 other counties that have gone through the process of establishing the structure for farmland and open space preservation programs, passed the ordinances, but now are struggling to find ways to fund them.
Well, I can speak as a board member. I think Ingham County, if my numbers are correct, you mentioned some other acreages, but I think we're around 19,000 acres of farmland and open spaces preserved.
In Ingham County, yes. Yep, that's We're well on our way to when we initially started the Ingham County program, we only had farmland at that point. And then in 2010, we went back and were able to pass the open space ordinance to protect natural lands. So we have been able to secure close to, with our Ingham County program, close to 5,500 acres between farmland and open space. And then with other land trusts and conservancies and then the state of Michigan easements, we're close to the number that you said. So we're getting there.
Well, I know we've got a millage coming up in a couple of years in Ingham County that we're going to be working on getting renewed. But stay tuned, and we'll probably have you back about the time that that millage thing goes on the ballot so that we can educate folks in mid-Michigan about the importance of farmland and open spaces preservation. I've been talking with Stacy Byers. She's the program director of the very successful Ingham County Farmland and Open Spaces Preservation Board. Stacy, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thanks, Kirk. I appreciate it.